Hello, hi, what's up guys? Welcome to my channel. So today I will be talking about the planned lifespan, but before I start I would like to introduce myself. So my name is Anis Ashrabinti Ashari. So today I will be talking about the planned lifespan. So the botany has classified the lifespan of plants into three categories, which is the first one we call it as annual. The second one we call it as biennial, and the last one is perennial. Okay, so annual means live up to 1 year. So the plants perform their entire life cycle from seed to flower for a year. So all root, stem and leaf of the plants die annually. So only the dormant seed bridge the gap between one generation to the next one. Okay, so what is the example of annual plants? Did anyone know? Okay, so the example of annual plants, we have the watermelon. The second one, we have the corn, beans, and also the last one, we have the wheat. Okay, so now we move on to the second categories, which is the biennials. Okay, so what's the meanings of biennials? Okay, biennials means approximately 2 years. It's required 2 years to complete life cycles. So may enter either dormancy or vernalizations. Okay, so what is the meaning of dormancy? Okay, so dormancy is a process plants part exhibit little or no growth. So is it a survival strategy exhibits by many plant species which enable them to survive in harsh conditions and climates. Then what is the meaning of vernalizations? Okay, so vernalizations is a process of promote the process of flowering due to a temperature cue such as prolonged cold of winter. Okay, so what is the example of biennial plants? Okay, so the first one we have the onion, and then we have cabbage, garlic, and also we have carrots. Alright, so for the perennial, it's developed specialized features that allow them to survive in extreme climate and environmental conditions. Then the ability to remain dormant over a long period of time and then continue to growth and reproduction. And the last one is distinctions between the ability to growth and the actual task of growth. Okay, so for the reproduction timing, there are three main classification, which is the first one we have monocarpic plants, the second one we have polycarpic plants, and the last one we have paucicarpic plants. Monocarpic plants reproduce once before they die, and the example of monocarpic plants is a banana. And the second one we have polycarpic plants that reproduce several or few times before they die, and the example of polycarpic plants is a mango. Paucicarpic that are intermediate between these two, and paucicarpic reproduce up to 5 times.